Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, for a lot of you, and I'm in this boat, I just didn't want to take a two-shot vaccine. Maybe I'm silly about that. So many people I know have had the two-shot vaccine. And they just felt awful after the second shot. And it just worries me. I don't know. I don't like that. Jeff Katz is getting his second shot today. So I was going to go for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And then yesterday, while we're on the air, the news comes out that the government is pulling the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of this clotting issue. Amy Popovich is with the Virginia Department of Health. She joins us now to talk through this. First, Amy, can you... I've heard a lot of news stories about this, but just so I'm on the same page with you, what exactly happened yesterday and what was the reason for the J&J vaccine being paused or pulled or stopped?
Sure. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Good morning. What has happened over the last couple of weeks since Johnson & Johnson has been approved by the Emergency Use Authorization is that there's been six cases of this blood clotting disorder for women aged 18 to 48. And this actually is a really good sign that our audits and our safety measures are at work. So all six of those cases were reported through the CDC's adverse effects website. And so that's how they monitor and they investigate those six cases to see if there's a possible link to that vaccine. And so pause is the right term to use here. There's a pause on the vaccine while the FDA is going to meet today and review those six cases and try to get a better understanding of if there's a link or not. I think it's also important to know the statistics here. So there are six cases of the 6.8 million vaccines that have been given to J&J. So that's a little bit less than 1%.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's what's being investigated here and just speaks to how this process works. So this is not the first time there's ever been a pause for a vaccine. This has happened for other medications and other vaccines in the past, and it just allows for a further review.
Yeah, I mean, what a tiny fraction. Yesterday on the air, I was saying, what is it, 1 out of 100,000? But 1 out of 1 million or less than 1 million?
Right.
1 out of more than 1 million?
Right.
So now, is this normal? If this were just the regular flu vaccine, not COVID, just the normal flu that we all are told to go to our doctor, or go to the drugstore and get it, do these types of things happen there? Or is this just hyper caution because of COVID?
Mm-hmm. There have been rare complications before, and these kind of statistics, 1 in 1 million, 1 in 10 million, can occur. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to note that it still has not yet been demonstrated to be a link to the vaccine, okay. But this is an abundance of caution to further investigate to see if there's a link there. And in doing so, you know, the whole state of Virginia has paused J&J as well. So events across the state are not happening. Folks will either be rescheduled for Johnson & Johnson, rescheduled for Pfizer and Moderna. It's also important to note that this pause does not affect those vaccines and that Pfizer and Moderna continue to be evaluated. However, both of those vaccines, individuals across the United States have received one or two doses, and it's been over 100 million doses of Moderna, over 100 million doses of Pfizer have been administered so far.
So Alonzo, my partner, got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and we were talking about it last night, and I said, well, what do you, he considers himself to be a scientist, so he starts digging around on all the data, and he's like, I'm not worried about it at all. I mean, if you've had the vaccine weeks ago, you didn't have a problem, you're in the clear, right? There's no reason for you to go back and worry about having had this vaccine after the fact, right?
Yeah, so it's again, a very rare side effect, but it did happen. These symptoms occurred between 1 and 2 weeks after receiving the vaccine, so certainly want to ensure that folks understand if they have a severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, shortness of breath within 3 weeks after the vaccination, they should contact their healthcare provider or 911. Again, very rare side effect here, and again, still figuring out if it's linked to the vaccine, but do want everyone to know. I'll review those symptoms again. Severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath within 3 weeks after receiving Johnson & Johnson vaccination.
I mean, honestly, it sounds like my normal life. those symptoms, unfortunately, I got to get back in shape. But why women? Maybe this is a stupid question for me to ask, but is that unusual that it would impact just one sex over the other?
I think that's part of the pause as well for the CDC and the FDA to evaluate, is there a link to the vaccine and is there a higher risk for particular demographics, age, for example, being one. So I think that's part of the reason to do a deeper dive into studying what exactly is going on here and if there is a particular medical history, age, et cetera, that makes one group at a higher risk.
And how are we doing shifting over to the other two possibilities to be vaccinated? Do we have a steady supply of that now? Are we in good shape to get those out into the public for the people who do want them?
Yes, we've had very steady supplies of Pfizer and Moderna to our state and to our local Richmond and RICO health districts for several weeks now, which we have been administering them. We have got about 25,000 or so appointments in the month of April for Pfizer and Moderna. We give both. You commented earlier about the side effects. You know, just want to repeat to folks that when you receive the vaccine and you may have these side effects for 24 or 48 hours, this is actually a really good sign because it's how your body is building this immune response to be able to fight against the coronavirus if you should be exposed. So, well,
if you get the second shot and you start to feel lousy, you shouldn't freak out.
It's going to pass. That's right. It's going to be a day or two. It is not saying it's not that you got the coronavirus. It's that your body's building this response, and fever, headache, feeling really tired, kind of feeling out of it is the normal response for how your body's building this up. So still really encourage Pfizer and Moderna. You know, like I said, we've given over 100 million vaccines of each across the country, very safe and effective. And, you know, it does mean you have to put two dates on your calendar for the vaccines, but would encourage everyone to do that.
Well, Jeff Katz, our afternoon guy, he's getting his second shot today. And I texted him when I was hearing, I was listening yesterday. And he was telling me, we're telling the audience that he was going to be off today. And I was like, oh, see, you scheduled this for the middle of the week. So maybe you get the whole rest of the week off and you just have Greg, the substitute, come in and you get an extra vacation. He didn't like that too much. He kind of pushed back on it. But hey, listen, Amy Popovich from the Virginia Department of Health, I appreciate you walking us through that and putting up with my maybe very basic questions. But if I'm thinking them, I've got to believe other people are too. Thanks, Amy.
Absolutely. No problem. Thanks for having me.